Besides that, another thing that we can do is a property value guarantee to homes within 1 to 2 miles of the project site. Franklin has done this before. A good example of that is the quarry. The homes around the quarry were guaranteed value. Nothing ever happened with that because the values stayed up there. They didn't do anything to be adverse to those values, and years later, that whole stipulation went away. I'd love to put that on this project, if it's going to move forward tonight, and make a property guarantee by Strauss. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Dropick, good evening.
Mr. Mayor Olson. Good evening, Jason Dropick, 3704 West Glenwood Drive. Dear Mayor Olson and the members of the Common Council, this letter is written and submitted to the Common Council on behalf of the Indian Community School, located in Franklin, to express the school's significant concerns and objections to the potential approval by the Common Council of a special use permit for the construction and operation of a large-scale slaughterhouse by Strauss Brands. As you are aware, the City's Plan Commission held a hearing and public comment period on the Strauss proposal on Thursday, October 8th, and the Common Council is set to consider the Plan Commission's recommendation to approve the Strauss proposal at this meeting. The school is located approximately 1 mile northeast of the proposed slaughterhouse site, and we have significant concerns and objections that were not adequately considered by the City's Plan Commission. The school believes that Strauss' proposal will have substantial and undue detrimental impact on the school's property, create potential safety hazards for our students, staff, and visitors, and adversely impact the overall health, safety, morales, comfort, and general welfare of our surrounding community. See City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. Specifically, the proposed industrial slaughterhouse will likely diminish the value of the school's property and other surrounding properties. The Strauss proposal will add to the traffic congestion and safety concerns on Loomis Road and surrounding streets as a result of large semi-trailer trucks bringing an anticipated 500 head of cattle to the proposed slaughterhouse daily. The Strauss proposal is further likely to impact air quality and the storage of more than 16,000 pounds of toxic, highly pressurized ammonia at the storage site. Poses a public safety risk that the city is not equipped to address in the event of an accident or mishap. The Plan Commission did not appropriately consider the standards set forth in the UDO, nor fully address the concerns, questions, and requests of the community during the October 8th hearing. Instead, the majority of the Plan Commission's either ignored the public's concerns or dismissed these concerns with conclusory statements. Despite the nearby residential homes and other planned residential development, neither Strauss nor the city presented any analysis, appraisal, or other consulting report on the impact of the slaughterhouse will have on property values in the community or neighborhood. Instead, the city assessor merely stated that he cannot know what impact the slaughterhouse will have on property values until after it is constructed and operated. In addition, I'm going to skip a few because I'm not going to have enough time. Similarly, the Plan Commission and Strauss have not presented any plan for addressing the increase impossible flies, cockroaches, parasites, rodents, and vermin that will be attracted to the slaughterhouse and traveling into our community along the continuous loads of cattle and manure. The city and Strauss have also yet not presented a strategy to manage the risk of transmission of diseases or waterborne illnesses created by herds of cattle and associated manure and waste containing microbes and pathogens. Additionally, concerning the school's lack of consideration given to the impact of large-scale slaughterhouse operation that will have on traffic in the area. Both city and company officials had confirmed that no traffic study was done to analyze the impact of the slaughterhouse on the area's roads and streets. There will be numerous trucks, large trucks, bringing approximately 500 head of cattle to the facility every day. I did want to get as much of this into the record as we possibly could. And thank you for your time and your decision. So our recommendation is to not vote on it today.
Thank you, Mr. Jaffa. Sorry, Alderman. Yes, sir.
Yes, I know. Okay. It was provided, but not before the 24-hour requirement. We apologize for that. So thank you for hearing up and getting that on the record.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I'm Kishore Pulicheri. I live in 85 Highland, South Ventana Drive, Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
What city?
Oak Creek.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't have much to say. I won't take the whole 3 minutes here, but I'd like to appeal to the council, you know, to please consider these options before making a decision. That, you know, there is a significant impact to the water quality, the air quality, and the real estate property valuation within the community and the traffic congestion that it brings to the community by making a decision here. Please consider this. I would like to vote no for this.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good My name is Sriram Raghavalu.
Please come to the microphone and give us your name and address.
My name is Sriram Raghavalu. I live on 8229 South 44th Street. So many.
In what city?
Franklin.
Okay, thanks.
So for many people, Franklin may be the city they live in. For me, it's the heaven I live in on the earth. So it's so gifted, so many things. It's the best place to live. I can't imagine myself like a slaughter home in this beautiful heaven. So I request you all consider no, don't approve it. I would like to consider no vote.
Great, thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Melanie Bartoff, 5210 South Donna Court, Hales Corners, Wisconsin. I am the political director and the service director for the United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 1473. We are the union that currently represents the workers at Strauss in Franklin. Our members at Strauss perform the important, necessary, and skilled work of feeding America. They are proud to help put food on Wisconsin tables. Contrary to what folks might think, jobs at Strauss, like other packing plants, are skilled jobs. Expanding Strauss would bring more skilled labor and skilled labor pay rates and benefits to the community. These are good family-supporting jobs. We have asked for input from our members on this new facility. The response we have received is overwhelmingly positive. Members are excited and enthusiastic about this expansion. For them, it means the opportunity to work in a state-of-the-art facility with space, tools, and equipment that are currently not available to them. To our members, this means safer jobs with better equipment, increased job security, and more opportunities to grow their careers within the company. UFCW staff and several of our members from Strauss attended the October 8th Plan Commission meeting in order to provide public comments in support of the new facility, and at that time we also provided written testimony from 90 of our members who work at Strauss that were not able to attend, all in support of the project. Our collective bargaining agreement with Strauss includes many benefits for the workers there, including a non-discrimination clause, a safety committee, access to affordable health care, good wages and guaranteed wage increases, and also provides a grievance and arbitration procedure to resolve labor disputes fairly. We want the council and the community to know that excellent union representation from our local union would apply to the workers at the new facility as well. Our union has worked with Strauss leadership throughout COVID-19 to ensure that workers there are as safe as possible. Union representatives and company officials walk the plant on a regular basis to conduct safety inspections and ensure that all policies and safety practices are being adhered to. The statements made by community members at the Plan Commission meeting suggesting that Strauss does not follow CDC guidance or that working conditions there are unsafe are simply false. And if you have seen the facility, you know that to be the case. In fact, it's quite telling to me that the majority of feedback against this project comes from people who do not have firsthand experience with or knowledge of Strauss as an employer or with the meatpacking industry. Believe it or not, I have had extensive experience in this industry, and I've spent a lot of time inside these packing plants. So as someone who does know what happens in this building, I can tell you, also as a leader of this local union, I am proud to stand in support of this project. Those who do know Strauss, namely our members who work there now, are very pro this new facility. This would be a win for workers, the community, and I urge the council to vote in favor.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rivera.
All right. Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West Allwood Drive. I filed a protest petition with 10 names. I was unable to obtain more because Bear Development bought out the property surrounding. So the ordinance foresaw that and precludes that means of avoiding supermajority. I want council to follow the ordinance. Two of Strauss's core values are integrity and transparency. I want to be respectful of Strauss and the council, but it's difficult to trust a company and city officials that haven't lived up to these values. Jerry Buesen said he sees integrity as always doing the right thing, and that all decisions and direction of the company are dictated by himself and CEO Randy Strauss. Last year, Randy said, "We honor and respect the opinions of the community and don't want to make our home in a place where our presence would not be seen as a benefit." Almost 5,000 people signed the petition and don't see them as a benefit. We do not want this slaughterhouse. Over the past 3 years, Strauss has failed to live up to their core values of integrity and transparency. Here are some examples. The project started off as a 20 mil facility in Franklin. Strauss then turned their back on the city of Franklin for Milwaukee after acquisition by an investment firm. Then they came back to Franklin taxpayers for $9 million TIF support in a larger site. They have consistently failed to be transparent about water usage, treatment, needs, and risks. They should only be slaughtering calves and not lambs at their current facility, according to the 1971 special use document I found. They declined to comment on OSHA and health and safety violations from 2017 and 2020. They have been accused of racism, retaliation, and wrongful termination. They've paid each terminated worker 4 days' pay per each year that they worked for Strauss. More importantly, they have failed to provide impact studies done for a community they claim to care about. Sherry Hanneman, we do not want this slaughterhouse. I ask you to have integrity and recuse yourself for making this positional statement prior to hearing from the public. You said, protesting a $74 million investment that will bring at least 150 more living wage jobs during a recession in time of high unemployment is unreal to me. Mayor Olson has launched attacks from behind a screen. We are here in person to make it transparent that we don't find your behavior to be consistent with integrity. We do not want this slaughterhouse. Surrounding this project, you have engaged with fake accounts on social media and attacked any and all opposition. You have silenced Franklin citizens and disregarded their concerns. You have violated rules set forth by Section 15-10-0103E when the Planning Commission did not follow their proper order of procedure. Through all of this, I have been fortunate to learn a lot and connect with people I call neighbors. Many of us have very large differences of opinion, but we agree on one thing. We do not want this slaughterhouse. Strauss and the city of Franklin may not be able to recover tonight, immediately recover, but Mr. tonight Rivera, you have the opportunity to be people with integrity. Please do not allow this approval to move forward. We do not want this slaughterhouse.
Thank you very much. You. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Can I share my documents, sir?
Certainly. The clerk. Come closer to the microphone. Hey,
this is Ashish Jain, 3919.
We can't hear you. Come closer to the microphone.
This is Ashish Jain, 3919, Dory Drive, Franklin. Good evening, Mayor Olson and the member of the council. First of all, I'd like to repeat this is not about religion or being about vegetarian and vegan. This is more about the factory farming. So basically, I would like to reiterate my discussion on 3 points, animal cruelty, environmental issue, and Strauss as a company. When I talk about the animal farming, I see and what I when I see ads and when I see the pictures on the boxes, I see animal lounging in green pastures, but that is not the reality. According to the USDA data, 99% of the animal farm is done in the factory farming, and the situation there is extremely terrible. We all can see, we all know that there have been the cases where you see there were a lot of infections. They have been the animals are caged in such a tiny places, and they most of the animals even don't see the sunlight. Average age of the cow, which is 20 years, in factory farming, it is reduced to 2 years. Forget about the animal conditions. Let us say we are not animal lovers. What about the environment? What it does bring? It brings land and water pollution. It creates more greenhouse emission than all the transportation combined. Okay, let's even forget about the environmental. What does Strauss as a company bring to the table? It is not the first time that it has asked for the expansion. They asked for the expansion last year, and when it was rejected by the Century City Business Park in Milwaukee. I have read an article in WSWS.org, and 14th August, they laid off 31 immigrant worker, which was later found that they were demanding a better health and safety conditions. Most of the fired 31 protesting worker in Franklin, who worked for Strauss for almost 12 to 20 years, and they were fired without warning on the basis of their social security numbers. In line with the IRS requirement, they were not given sufficient time, which is usually 120 days to fix that problem. Those are the people who are working in their slaughterhouses, and we know people working, the conditions people go through, they have the higher rate of PTSD and anxiety. This is very emotionally traumatizing environment. Lastly, proposal like slaughterhouses and oil refineries and chemical plants historically raised great sensitivity among citizens due to the fact that surrounding concerned with the pollution, stench, the
impact meat processing plants can have on workers' mental health. It will forever affect our waterways. It will forever affect our air, public health. It will affect our overall quality of the life. I have also a concern about the smell, noise, trekking times, how they are going to effectively, you know, process up to 500 heads
sir,
a day.
Your time is up.
So
sir.
You can stand on the right side of the strain plane environment. I can only tell you the truth, and what you can do with the truth is your choice.
Sir.
We all deserve to live in peace and without pain. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Apollonia Cuss. I live on 10845 West St. Martin's Road. As leaders and administrative individuals, please actively listen to your community. We have important concerns and legitimate worries to share with you. Strauss hasn't proved to answer most of our questions, and if they have, to be frank, so far there's been no evidence. That alone should be enough to at least table this topic, also holding off on the special use permit. That way it gives time for you, for us, and for Strauss. They can have better plans, including impact studies on property values, the environment, water, etc. Have better and more detailed plans to, for example, there are no emergency evacuation plans for the cows that are alive if there were a pneumonia leak. I understand that there is a belief for more jobs. The original was about 250 jobs, and the site plan called for 272. Doing the math, about 22 jobs isn't quite enough to push this through. This really does come down to listening to your community. So listen to your community and say no. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Apollonia. Yes, ma'am, good evening.
Good evening, my name is Joan Hansen. And I'm a resident of the 6th District, the district in which this industry is to be sited. I have not talked
to... Can we have your address, please?
I'm sorry?
Your address, please.
6418 South 122nd Street.
Thank you.
I have not found a neighbor who thinks that this is a good idea. We'll tell you something. We all received a very large assessment this year on our property because Franklin is a very desirable place to live. And our property values have gone up. Our property went up $38,000 this year. We didn't do anything to it. So people are choosing to live in Franklin. When you have a community that is a desirable community, a place that people want to live, you try to build with your available land and have it for good housing, good industry. I can't imagine anyone, well, I guess I should say I can because people have spoken about it, who wants a slaughterhouse in their area. It's just, it doesn't belong in my district. I don't believe it belongs any place in Franklin. I think it's just the wrong industry for us. And I'm also very curious as to how much we've spent for this so far. You know, again, I haven't seen much information. I've heard that this is about a 160-acre site. I've heard, and you can correct me if I'm saying something wrong, and that about a quarter of that so far is for Strauss's current building. But they talk about phase two, that's another 40, that's 80 acres. Maybe even a phase three, 120. Are we building this new industrial park for Strauss? And if so, why? Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Debbie Eggert, E-G-G-E-R-T. I live at 7728 South 51st Street in Franklin. I've been living there well over 20 years. I just wanted to bring up a comment about a childhood experience I had and see if it might relate to this situation. I grew up as a child in the city of Muskego, actually specifically on Little Muskego Lake. I had a very nice childhood. And at that time, this was back in the 60s, Muskego had a rendering plant, and I believe it was on the far southwest corner near Big Muskego Lake somewhere. And all I can remember from this about this rendering plant is the fact that on a clear day when the wind was blowing right, it would blow the smell all the way clear over to our house on the lake. And let me tell you about that smell. We all knew what it was from. We all knew what it stood for. It was atrocious. It was ghastly, and it made us all sick. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Prashant Kothari, longtime resident of Franklin. My address is 8814 West Marshfield Court, Wisconsin. Today, I would like to oppose proposed Strauss expansion for the following reasons. Economic disadvantage to the city of Franklin. Some people are trying to sell this proposal that it will bring additional tax dollars of $266,000 to the city of Franklin. We all know that a business zoning, multi-use zoning, or a residential zoning for a prime location like that has a potential of generating three times the tax revenue Strauss would bring us. In addition, the cost associated with this proposal is new water tower, potential new fire station, road repairs, negative impacts to Franklin residents. All these costs outweigh the small revenue the city may get from this expansion. Anyone with business background can tell that this deal is created just to benefit Strauss at the expense of taxpayer dollars. The reality is that this expansion is not economically advantageous to the city of Franklin, as it will increase our residential taxes to benefit Strauss. City of Franklin deserves a better business than Strauss. There are so many questions that have been unanswered by Franklin officials and Strauss with this proposal. Is there any other tax advantage given to Strauss that the public should be aware of? My second concern is new job numbers that are given by Strauss. At the community meeting on October 15th, Strauss mentioned that they have 250 employees currently working at the existing plant on 60th Street. As per the resolution dated 10-120, they will have approximately 272 employees combined for both phases. We don't even have a clear breakdown of how many people will be employed by Strauss for phase one versus phase two. Therefore, it is clear to me that they will be laying off employees, existing employees, with phase one and maybe adding very few jobs with phase two. Strauss has been doing false advertising that they will be creating 155 plus new jobs at the proposed facility. I think this proposal will result in job losses. I would like to understand their math behind it because their numbers are not adding up for jobs. As mentioned by Strauss at the community meeting, only three out of 250 employees of Strauss currently live in Franklin. Pinnacle Engineering Group is out of Brookfield. ESI Design Group is out of Heartland. None of these businesses associated with Strauss, and the majority of the Strauss employees have no ties to Franklin. The job numbers are inflated by Strauss, and there is a lack of clear relationship established to show how these jobs and businesses will create an economic advantage to our city of Franklin. Assessed value. As per the project summary, Strauss will be assessed at $1.2 million. For the years 2021 to 2028.
Your time is up, sir.
I urge council members to vote no today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hello. Rachel Ryan, 8040 South 55th Street, Franklin. Earlier this year, Strauss employees brought concerns to the Strauss management about a lack of COVID protections. They didn't have the proper PPE. They weren't working 6 feet apart. They're still not. Jerry Busen confirmed that on last Thursday. After that, they complained. There was a complaint filed with OSHA. And then a few months ago, 30 longtime Strauss employees were fired. I was at the protest. There were 100 people outside of Strauss protesting and marching. Some people that were there were Senator Lena Taylor, Senator candidate Michelle Bryan, Senator Chris Larson, County Executive Chris Abley. Religious leaders were there, Direct Action everywhere. The Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, other community advisors, regular folks like me who care, were all marching in opposition to Strauss and what they had done to their employees. This woman here, this picture, I'll show you here, this is
ma'am
Maria Ramirez. When what her sign says is, working at Strauss 13 years, I was COVID-19 positive because Strauss does not protect us. I work for my four children as a single mom. How will I feed my family now? Stop racism at Strauss. All the employees that were fired were Latinos. Also, in these slaughterhouses, if somebody has asthma, if they're afraid that they're going to get COVID, if they don't want to work, they're forced to work. They can't take time off. If they get fired, they will not get unemployment. When I was at the protest, do you know who was not there? Was the union. The union, some of them have spoke today, they don't care about Strauss employees. They weren't there for the employees, okay? This was community leaders and the media. And then after two large protests is when Strauss decided to pay the fired workers $264,000 because they were fired because of retaliation and they were unjustly fired. And that was not because of the union. These people would be here today, but they've signed non-disclosure agreements after receiving the money that they can't be here today.
Thank you, ma'am. Your time.
Please vote no. This is a bad company. They don't have integrity.
Thank you, ma'am.
They exploit animals.
Ma'am.
They exploit workers. They're exploiting you. And they're exploiting
Officer,
all of us in Franklin.
Right. Don't let me, thank you. No, folks, really, come on. Ms. Collins, good evening.
Darlene Collins, 8628 South 116th Street, Franklin, and I've been there for 35 years. A little over a mile from the place. The vote tonight for you should be quite straightforward. Insight Equity Holdings Company that owns Strauss has not met the conditions set forth in the Unified Development Ordinance that governs our city and governs the Common Council. Therefore, since the laws have not been met, you must vote no to the special use permit. According to UDO Section 15-3.0701A, it says that no special use permit shall be granted unless the applicant shall establish the following. That means the burden of proof is upon Strauss. Four, Section A1, which basically says that the proposed development will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of Franklin's comprehensive master plan. The master plan here shows a purple area for a business park over the Strauss area. Common sense says that a slaughterhouse in M1 zoning surrounded by residential zoning is not what was intended by the master plan. In addition, a slaughterhouse is not even appropriate for M1 zoning, or they wouldn't need this special permission to operate there. Further, the burden of proof is upon Strauss for Section A2, which says that the development will not have undue adverse impacts on the adjacent property, character of the area, or the public health, safety, morals, comfort, and general welfare, and not diminish or impair property values within the community or the neighborhood. Strauss has definitely not proven that my and my neighbor's properties will not, property values will not diminish. Several real estate experts spoke during the public hearing, said that there would be significant decreases in property values and create houses that were hard to sell or that would never sell. Strauss has submitted zero proof that our property values will not diminish because no third-party independent studies have been done on property values. Further, Strauss has failed to prove undue adverse impacts because there have been no third-party independent studies done proving that the neighbor's health and safety are not at risk. There have been no DNR studies. There have been no environmental studies addressing air pollution, odor, noise pollution from these big fans that are going to be running, or groundwater or stormwater pollution. I also ask that you please consider the views of the many people who attended the public hearing, where the overwhelming majority were opposed to this development in this location. Please also consider all the opposition expressed to you by the multitude of people from across the city of Franklin who emailed you, texted you, and called you. Consider the people here tonight and all of the Franklin residents who signed the online petition opposing the slaughterhouse expansion. Please represent the people of Franklin like you were voted to do. Therefore, it is quite simple. Since the conditions set forth in the UDO that govern our city have not been met, you have no choice but to deny the special use permit. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Collins. I'm only going to tell you one more time, then I'll ask the officer to escort you out. It's that easy. And I'm dead serious. Go ahead and try me. I'm serious.
We know you are.
Then quit doing that. Just be polite. respect everybody else, quit clapping and making noises. Ma'am, please,